Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut. And in our eyes, usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. Today we have UFC fighter Henry Cejudo in the house to celebrate his big win.
Yes, and I can't wait to see if Nicole flirts with him.
Oh my gosh, Brie. Jeez.
And of course, my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan, is here to host another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Brie.
And I'm Nicole. And this is the Bella's Podcast.
And we have a very, very special guest today.
Oh, he is a very special guest. Yes. So let's just get right into it because now it's time for opening up.
So let's pop that bottle. All right, you guys, so today we're opening up bottles. That's right, not a wine bottle. It's bottles of Heineken beer.
That's right, because we are here to salute the one and only Triple C UFC fighter, Henry Cejudo.
That's right.
Did I say your name appropriately? I feel like I should have rolled my tongue a little bit more. Cejudo.
Cejudo.
Come on, Nicole, you got to bring out that Mexican side.
Cejudo.
You always like to talk sexy, so let's hear it.
We're here to welcome Henry Cejudo.
And
oh, stop it. Stop it.
We're here to give him a big cheers joke for his big win.
Well, wait a second.
What?
I have to say, I'm going to introduce you, Henry, because that wasn't good.
She gives me crap every week about how I introduce people.
So we are here to introduce to you the Olympic champ, the flyweight champ, the bantamweight champ, the one and only Henry Cejudo.
Hey!
Arriba, arriba, arriba.
Oh my gosh, I really felt like my Latin side came out.
And by the way, I have to say, Henry makes double black eyes look really sexy.
Ooh, she's already going there, Henry.
Wow.
He's whatever. Nice.
Don't start blushing
on
us, Nicole.
I'm just throwing compliments.
No, so we are actually super excited to have you, Henry, because I don't know why, but Nicole and I feel really close to you. Like, we feel like...
Whoa.
You're...
What do you mean?
As in a way, like, we feel like you're, you know, part
family
of our crew. Yeah, you feel like family for some reason. And I know we've only really shared a plane flight together. Right?
I know. I feel like we need to tell our listeners, we need to, like, start this relationship from the beginning.
Yeah, we need to let them know how it started and how it's been building.
And then we'll get to Henry's big wins.
Yes.
But I feel like we all need to talk about that flight first.
That flight was... chaos. So you guys, Nicole and I were flying to WrestleMania in New York City. Henry, who lives here in Phoenix, Arizona, was flying to New York as well, but to fight in UFC at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
And what fight was that?
That was the first inaugural ESPN fight card. So I was fighting, it was champion versus champion. So I was fighting TJ Dillashaw.
Yeah.
Yes. And
huge fight.
Yes. Where you were going to be the two champs.
And you were the underdog, right?
Underdog.
Yeah. And so we're all on the flight, and it was crazy because sitting in front of us was the president of
Discovery Channel.
Sitting next to Henry.
I was actually supposed to sit next to Henry.
Oh, yeah. But
I switched.
Oh,
you switched. So I could sit next to Bree.
With someone who we actually ended up staying in, Reed, who we stayed in touch with, who runs like Wine and Food, USA Today Wine and Food. But there was a bunch of us, and we all started talking. The best ever is actually what you don't realize. Nicole and I got in a big fight before takeoff.
She attempted to punch me in the face.
I did.
And then she wrote me a letter to apologize.
Like, we really got into it. And then all of a sudden,
like, she did those psyche ones, like, but like, it almost grazed my nose. And I was like, I can't even believe it.
So then you told your sister to write you an apology letter?
No, I didn't even
I did, because we wouldn't talk. And I'm like, oh, I can't make this super awkward for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So I wrote an apology letter.
On the plane?
Yeah.
On the plane.
And then literally 2 minutes later, we started talking to you. And then like everything, didn't it seem like everything was okay with us?
I thought you guys were...
It's a twin thing.
We're so weird. But I can't remember if it was the flight attendant who kind of started us all talking.
First of all, I think Nikki's the one that started it. That's what I think.
Did I give you the eyes?
I think so. I kept getting the eye of the tiger, and I just...
Whoa, Nikki. She does do that, by the way.
No, it's called I Just Have a Natural Spark.
Or
in
is
my
it called
eye?
You're Just a Flirt?
Didn't She's you give Beau the biggest flirt in high school?
That was like 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, then I should get it now. You're right. Yeah. Biggest flirt in her 30s.
The biggest cougar flirt.
I am not a cougar.
What are you?
Cougar then? Is when you're in your 40s. I'm a puma.
Oh, you're a puma. So biggest...
Puma flirter. That's fine.
Puma flirter. Puma flirter.
No, Henry started it.
It was fun. Obviously, I've always been, I've seen you guys' show. I've seen you guys on the E channel. My little niece, who is the biggest fan of you guys, she's always like, Theo, when you make it, like, when if you ever meet Nikki or Brie Bella, I want to meet them.
Aww.
And just when I saw you guys on the plane, I'm just like, well, I mean, Nikki was sitting right next to me. I needed a punchline.
Yeah, he did.
You should've.
So when I saw her with her tank top, sitting first class,
that's right.
I had to go in there and use my niece as bait to talk to Nikki.
Oh my gosh.
Which your niece is the cutest thing. And
she is cute.
She had a Nikki Bella party, which Henry showed me the photos and told me all about it. And it was the cutest thing ever. She had a life-size Nikki Bella pinata.
I know. I'd do anything to hit that pinata.
You would.
Take my anger out on it. Like, this is
but
Nikki.
You know, it's a good thing that you said that on Aunt Henry. That might have come off wrong. So what did you think of us then, Henry?
Yeah. No, I thought you guys were simple. I can tell you guys are just down on earth. Because I get when you guys are public figures. And how some people can just take your energy from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel that a lot now, especially, being, a public figure now, having two belts, like it's hard for me to go to places without someone, hey, my mom, hey, see what's up to my uncle, and they'll FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Jesus, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, you know what? I had confidence in to talk to you guys because like I've earned it too. Like I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like I got some things to share with you guys too.
Totally.
Actually, you know what was crazy too is on the airplane. Remember the flight attendant got on the announcement and he's like, I just want everyone to know we are safe on this flight because we have a UFC fighter and two WWE fighters. But when he said your name, you got the louder pop on the plane.
He did. You had a huge pop.
Do you remember that? And then Nicole and I, ours was okay. And then you like kind of stood up and you're like, Bella Twins.
Guys,
and I was like, yeah,
that's
really
romantic.
You guys
have to bend the knee.
I know.
Yeah, gotta bend the knee.
Bend the knee to the king.
But I do have to say, Henry, I was Googling you on the flight over here to Phoenix. And I don't know who said it, but they were calling you not humble. And I was like, I sat next to that guy for a 5-6 hour flight. And that was one of the most humble people I've ever met.
Like the sweetest, right?
The sweetest guy who can like...
But I see that side.
Can fight and really like legit beat up people. But I was like, I wanted to like tweet back to this article. Like, no, he's very humble. But then I knew like fans would think, like, oh, did they go get married in Cancun or somewhere? So I said I poppied to you the other day about your win, and oh my gosh, I got called a gold digger by like the whole world.
But to be honest, and Henry, tell me what you think. Nicole doesn't make any comments on your post. That one, and she writes, I poppy. What do you think his fan base is going to think of you?
I've written comments, haven't I, in your posts?
Not like that.
It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Gold digger.
I blame the algorithm.
Okay.
Honestly, I blame the algorithm. I saw it was the first one that popped up. He had the championships that are sitting right next to me right now. And I was like, I poppy, like all proud.
Okay.
So you're calling me a gold digger.
You've never said I mommy are calling to me... like my photos. Why don't I get an I mommy?
I think Nikki still might have a secret crush somewhere inside her.
I know.
Her precious little heart.
Now, Henry, can I... Wait, before you talk, Henry, do you actually think my sister would be someone really good to date? Or do you think she'd be high maintenance?
I don't know if Nikki could handle me. I don't know if she's up for this challenge.
Yeah, oh my Nikki, gosh. Can you handle a Latino?
Of course I could handle a Latino. I dated a Latino for a while. I have a father who's a Latino.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? And first of all, Bri, high maintenance.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
Little
don't make this
here.
About me. This is about Henry right now.
Yeah, which I will say this, Henry. So my husband has like a man crush on you. He doesn't have many crushes on men, but you're one of them. And I instantly went on Wi-Fi on the airplane. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope Brian's by his phone because I can't wait to tell him. Because he's obsessed with UFC. Like, I can't even explain to you. We like have to shut our house down when it's any of the big fight nights. And I always make him like cauliflower wings because he's vegan. And he's just like stares. He's like crazy addicted. And when I told him you were sitting next to us, he's like, do you understand? He's like one of the best wrestlers in the world. Like he's an Olympian. And he just started going off. And I was like, well, do you want me to ask him if you can grapple with him?
Yeah. I remember when he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm actually like curious because I want to know first, like what made you want to transition from, you know, being this Olympic wrestler into UFC and fighting? And then what are your feelings when you're going down that ramp going, you're going to know you're going to fight someone. Like I've always been so curious, like how you get in the zone. So I know that's a lot of questions, but I want to hear it all.
So that, I think that was three questions in one.
That's kind of how I roll. You know what I mean?
Typical.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to answer them all in one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I think you know, as an amateur wrestler, we don't get compensated as we should.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to like it's the Olympics is just the hardest thing you could ever do. And
yeah.
I left home when I was 17 years old. I left Maryville here in Phoenix. I left high school to train at the Olympic Training Center, kind of like the experiment, sort of what they do with China with little kids.
No way.
They'll take them out of their home and they'll kind of, you know, hopefully within the next 4 to 8 years, they can make them Olympic champions.
So you're like a robot.
Kind of. I was kind of an experiment in some way. So I left home at a very, very young age and I reached success at a very young age. So at the age of 21, I became the youngest in history to win an Olympic gold medal at that time in America. So I knew that I felt out of love with wrestling, like completely. Like it was just because I gave everything that I had and I still want to go through the next 4 years for what I did from 17 to 21.
Yeah.
It was just miserable for me.
Out.
First time they introduced me to wine. First time I ate a hamburger, like just the first of everything.
Wow.
And I was such a good kid. Like I can honestly tell
first of everything?
Like, you know, Virginia.
Like, yeah.
He's like
everything.
Yeah, first of everything. Okay, great. Nice.
I was 21, all right. And but my spirit of competition to compete was still there.
Aww.
Like I knew wrestling wasn't there, but the fire that I had in my heart, I was like, I knew I wanted to do something different. So my original goal, and this is how crazy I think, my original goal was to go to the Olympics in boxing and become a two-sport world champion.
Oh my goodness.
And like that's what I wanted to do. And I was like serious about it. Like about a month and a half after the Olympics, I was in the gym training twice a day again.
Wow.
But this time in another sport.
Yeah.
Like I was that committed. And then, man, I had to be realistic with myself. Like, it was so hard to make it in boxing because it's such a pure sport. It's been around for thousands of years. And I just, you know, I said, screw it. I tried to make another Olympic team. I fell out of love, but I came back. You know, financially, they were giving me, you know, a nice chunk of change for wrestling being a poor sport. So I decided to go back. And I didn't make the team, and that kind of just lit sparks. Like, I still want to compete. I still want to compete, but I can't do it in wrestling no more. Wrestling is just too hard, man. It's too competitive. Like, it's, I want something new. And then that's when I made the goal. I made the goal when I was 17 that I wanted to become an Olympic champion and a UFC champion, which is something that's never been done. Wow, and I got into the sport. I went through my bumps and bruises. Eventually I became the UFC champion, defeating the greatest mixed martial artist of all time, and Demetrius Johnson, where I was a 5-1 underdog, a huge underdog. Yeah. At the Olympics, I was ranked 31st in the world going into the Olympics. I wasn't even supposed to make the Olympic team.
Wow.
TJ, I was the underdog too against TJ. For those who watch MMA, you know, the greatest bantamweight of all time. Underdog on that one. Knocked him out in 32 seconds. Underdog against his last fight against Marlon Moraes. We knocked out 3 of his last opponents in the first round.
Wow.
First round, like, that's, it's just crazy, like, sick power. And I stopped him in the 3rd round. Like, I'm just, I'm truly blessed. So I think when you ask me that question, it's the spirit of competition.
Yeah.
Is how far can I take the mind, body, and soul and literally show it through what's in front of you.
Yeah.
And I've been able to do that.
That's cool.
You really have.
Yeah. You're probably crazy disciplined, huh? Like, when it comes to, like, diets and fitness, because I feel like I've known other people who are like you, and I just see them in everything they do in their life. They're so disciplined. Like, you probably have a crazy routine. Are you like a man of routine? Like,
kind of, but I'm gonna hit you guys with more philosophy in this.
I podcast. Like philosophy, and our listeners do. We all like to get inspired.
I'm gonna hit you guys with more because this is I'm somebody that's really really connected with everything.
Yeah.
So even when I spoke to you on the plane, like Nikki, even on the plane, like, I didn't want to. I was asking you questions, but I was kind of reading you a little bit.
Yeah. I have to say, we had an amazing conversation. Yeah, I remember thinking in my head, so, and I told to Brie, I go, we had really good conversations than what you would typically have being a male and female that meet for the first time on a plane airplane. That happened to both be fighters. Like, it was actually a very inspiring conversation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because I wanted to see how do you think? Do you think like a legend? And yeah. I think that's the difference. Like, the people that really make it are the people that have another thought process. People that think like legends. Like, man, yeah. I want to be remembered for a very long time. Yeah. I want to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But these are the things. But the true connection and a true indication of what you should be doing is actually according to your ability.
Yeah.
I was given a God-given ability since I was a little kid. Like, I don't know how to describe it. My biological father, yeah. who I was never raised by, yeah. he was a genetic freak. Like, he was my stature. He was a diver. He was in and out of jail. Wow. So every time he'd come out of prison, he would impregnate my mom. So he was always clean. My mom never smoked, never drank. And this dude was always in prison.
Oh, my god!
You know, I was working out. So then I was created.
Love the bad boy.
Yeah. So by the I knew when I was 5 years old, I just knew that I was different. I knew that I had a different, like, thought process. Even while being a poor little Mexican kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
It's really inspiring.
And do you feel like people truly know your story? Like the UFC fans, because you play an amazing heel. Like, I'm like, we need to bring him over on our side. Like, when Brie and I had the Bad Girls crew, we need Henry on our side.
You need the Bellas to walk into the.
I feel like you are such a, you're the ultimate underdog. And like, when you walk to the ring, like, I mean, if you know your story like we do, it's like crazy inspiring. You ooze it.
You guys, literally, both of his championships are sitting in between Nicole and I. Right? Oh, and his
Olympic gold medal.
And his Olympic gold medal.
Which I've already been rocking that.
Which, by the way, how was that feeling of winning that? And then, like, because I always get goosebumps for people when I watch. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you hear the national anthem, like, that crowd. Look, it gives me, like, goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of historical things. Like, I really have, man. And but that right there, like the Olympic gold medal, was something. It's just something that you will never forget, because it's an emotion. It's like a certain happiness that you receive, that it almost brings sadness to it.
Oh my god!
It's like a satisfaction. Yeah. Like, damn, now I can finally rest, or now I can finally lift my head up high. As an Olympian, is like sleeping and being happy, like waking up, like, damn, I did it. I don't think I slept for 2 weeks. Whoa. After I won, because I was just like, man, I did it. I'm an Olympic champ.
Oh,
I did it.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps on my face. That's and because best. I'm a mom, and yes, if you know our podcast, drink, because I always say that. But what does your mom say? Because I could only imagine if I was your mother, I would just be.
No, my mom's proud, but she's never showed. My mom has never, she's never showed favoritism. So even with my success, my mom, like my mom is very old school. Like she would want us, she very, you know, spiritual woman would rather, she would rather have us being like preachers or pastors or something in the church than a fighter or an Olympian. Like that's like, that would be her dream.
Yeah.
You know, she's like a real servant.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's proud. She's proud. She, and my mom, she's very old school too. So my mom's from Mexico City. So I'm first generation American. Like I was raised like very, kind of like an iron fist.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of humor in our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so very strict, but a lot of humor.
Yeah. Well, oh, meeting your brother.
Yeah. You could tell you guys have a lot of humor. One thing I do want to ask you. So how, I mean, I know I was like your world's greatest lucky charm or good luck charm. Lucky charm.
Oh gosh. Do not think are anyone's lucky charm.
Was I not your good luck charm? Maybe.
I think so.
So, but how are like, how is it going with like the girls and women?
Are you saying is this phone getting blown up?
I mean, you did say you had a line from here all the way to Brazil.
When you win, you go from probably a 4 to a 10.
Yeah.
Do people DM?
Yeah. Do people like go into your DMs and stuff?
Oh man, it's crazy. The thing is, I am single, and when I travel and I go out to different countries, like if I see a, this is something about me is I'm comfortable in my own skin. Like I'm not a shameless person, nor like I'm just me.
Yeah,
I love that.
And if I like a girl, this has been the cool part for me, like being single. I'll go to Europe or I'll go to Australia, Brazil, and I'll have like these like cultural dates.
That's cool.
And I think it's super, super cool. Like I was in Amsterdam and I met a girl, she was from Spain, and you know, I'm some dumb American, and she, you know, she picks me up to go on a date in her scooter. I'm just like,
what?
Oh my God, that's so cool.
So we're over here, on a date, we're traveling to like these brick roads, and it starts raining. I got my little helmet up behind her.
As a married woman, I'm living through you right now.
But that's what I'm saying.
I want to be on a scooter in the rain on cobble streets in Amsterdam.
I like that though, having like curled. I can't even say
cultural dance.
Yeah, thank you, Brie.
Yeah, from I speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and a little bit of Russian.
Jeez, I feel very, very far behind. I'm good at drinking wine, and
so the ladies, like I said, Nikki, there's a line from here all the way to Brazil.
Well, you were correct.
You can tell the army, the Bella army, to lay back and talk to the hand too.
I love you, Bella army. Yeah, we'll create our own line. So I feel like this is a perfect time that's going to bring us to our matchup of the week.
Oh, you're always ready for a fight, aren't you?
Always. But before we go into matchup of the week, Brie and I kind of wanted to let you guys know about some upcoming appearances we have.
We are actually going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight.
Oh, you're right. We also are going to be on Carpool Karaoke, which Brian tried to have a ladder match with us on Carpool Karaoke, but that's a whole other thing. And then we'll be on Fox Sports talking about World Cup soccer.
Yeah. And we are going to be on Family Feud, taking on some UFC fighters. So stay tuned and we'll let you know when it'll air.
And then we also have our Girl Up event that we're going to talk more about, I think, next week. But what's really exciting about our next segment matchup of the week is Brie and I are actually going to be taking on Henry.
Yes.
So
we're actually going to be a tag team again.
Wow.
Are you ready, Henry, for double trouble?
Careful what you wish for, girls. You see all that gold to your left and right? That's no joke. That's no joke.
Well, we'll see, Henry. Up next, matchup of the week.
All right, everyone. So as you know, Brie and I absolutely love to debate every week. And each week we pick a topic to debate.
That's right. And we leave it up to you guys, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
And last week's debate was vacation versus staycation, with Brie debating staycation and me debating vacation. And Brie, I wish this was like how we counted Bella brains every week, because I won again. Vacation killed staycation.
Okay, so I understand it's nice to go on vacation, but I feel like I had very valuable points why a staycation is better.
Okay, well, we're not starting that debate again. You always like try to re-debate.
Because I can't believe I lose every week.
You're just not a good debater.
I guess.
But what we thought for this week's debate, since Henry's here gracing us with his presence, that we would do this week's debate UFC versus WWE
Which one's more entertaining and why?
That's right. So, Henry, what Nicole and I do every week is we each get 30 seconds to debate, which we put on a timer so we don't cheat.
So it's like making your opening statement, you know?
That's not fair. You guys are, I had no idea about you.
Like, we got rules and stuff.
To beat you guys is something that you guys...
Aren't you Triple C?
Yeah.
So Triple C is always ready, right?
But then what we do is after we each have our 30 seconds, then we have 2 minutes to kind of do a free-for-all. Now...
Like final arguments.
Yes. My sister cheats a lot. She tries to overpower, but I
do
will.
Do you understand that when someone starts that way, it's because they lose every week, so they need to find some excuse.
Whatever. So, Nicole, you want me to play?
So, Henry, would you like to go first?
I would like to. Ladies first. Ladies first.
I like it.
All right. So, Bree and I are going to go first. We have 30 seconds to debate why we think WWE is more entertaining than UFC.
All right. Here we go. 30 seconds now. So this is the thing about WWE. We have these larger than life characters, these characters that make you laugh, smile, hate them, love them. We have these insane storylines and you literally sit back and it's like you're watching the soap opera.
Exactly. Because I feel like, you know, with WWE, you have these storylines that happen backstage, in the ring, outside of the ring, on social media.
Love
and it's
stories.
Lights, love stories. Like, and it's lights, camera, action. And I just feel like our job is to entertain.
Okay, that's 32 seconds. Can I get 32
seconds?
See how
she cheats?
I do not. I just like to have the final
I guess it feels good to be on the cheating side this week.
I want 32 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, okay, fine. We're going to give Henry
32. No, I'm taking every inch.
Okay, Henry.
Okay, Henry, on why UFC is more entertaining.
Here we go.
Why UFC is more entertaining. Okay. It's because... It's the quest. Is you get these guys from all these different parts of the world and they go out and they try to quest. It's like, if you guys remember watching Pokemon, remember as kids? It's the same thing with us. Like, we're actually doing the real life Pokemon with punches, kicks, elbows, knees. And at the end of the day, you know what? I don't even need the 32 seconds. At the end of the day, it's real.
Whoa.
It's as real as it gets.
Oh. Right. He told us that in 27 seconds.
Uh-huh. So I think I got that real comment. Yeah.
We now have
we have now 2 minutes to debate together, and I want to take the full 2 minutes.
Yes, here we go. 1, 2, 3. All right, this is the thing, is that you guys all come out, though, kind of looking the same. Same colors, the same kind of shorts, everything. WWE, it's from the men and the women, these elaborate outfits, everyone looks different. Like, it's just from the entrance, you're immediately entertained.
And you must have not seen me fight. You haven't seen my magic
tricks, my snakes,
my rabbits. And I go out and I perform. And I knock people out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, you say quest. WWE wrestlers, they have their own quest and journey from all over the world. We have different backgrounds. And we have these dreams when we're young to be this WWE wrestler. And not only do we have to learn to fight, but we have to learn how to fight and protect people.
And tell a story where you guys go out there just for a knockout.
And to look at three different cameras, because it's not just about our live viewers, it's about our TV viewers.
That's right.
To entertain.
God, you guys are good. You guys are good. You guys pitch this story to Vince McMahon? Is that are you guys giving me the same pitch?
Right?
I want to know.
I actually would love to see Vince and Dana White in this debate.
Yeah. Vince and Dana White.
No, but I will say this. There's a lot of different personalities in the UFC. And I think that's why people love it. You got the Diaz brothers. You got Khabib from Dagestan. Those guys are thugs and real gangsters. You got Conor McGregor. You got the great Triple C. Hanging gold everywhere. You got divas coming at him. I mean, there's entertainment there.
That there is, but not entertainment like WWE. Like, we were talking to you and your brother. You guys still probably talk about the Ultimate Warrior or Hulk Hogan. Like, those guys have left impressions on people because how well they have entertained.
I was 12 years old, though.
Rick. And I know. And just think, your 12-year-old self wanted to be them. And look at you now.
No, I will say this. I know we got 2 minutes to it now, but I will say this. I respect anybody that does that sport.
Yeah.
What you guys go through, the ladder matches, stuff being slammed on your head. You have to go through tacks. You got to drill and just the whole process of traveling.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to tell you guys right now. I'm going to tell it on air here. I believe what you guys do is a lot harder than being an MMA fighter.
Oh, my God. That just gave me goosebumps. And what we're going to say too, even though we want to win this debate, But the same with like UFC fighters. Like, I admire so much what you guys do. The fact that you guys go in there knowing you're going to have to knock someone out or tap them out, and the training, the cutting weight. Like, I give you guys a lot of credit because that's really tough. And it's like you have to almost have that Olympic mentality. And so kudos to UFC fighters as well.
Well, I feel like this is just all so sweet and mushy, but we're going to leave it up to our listeners.
No, hold on. I'm just trying to get brownie points, Nikki. Hope you like mine. I hope you like mine. Triple C's letting you win.
Triple C, see, maybe that's just why I'm staying quiet over here. I could feel it.
Our matchup of the week should have maybe been debating whether you should be going on a date with Henry.
Exactly.
And we should leave it up to our listeners and see what they think.
All right. Well, listeners, so we did not debate on that. We're going to be posting a poll on whether UFC or WWE, which one is more entertaining.
That's right.
Not so, about dates.
Yeah, so it will be up on our IG, so please vote. And next up,
Kill Rumor.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back, Bella Army, to the Bella's Podcast. So, Nicole and I always feel like there's these nasty rumors out there. And we kind of feel like we're the ones who have to kill them, right, Nicole?
Yeah, Brie, well, everyone wants to hear you sing it since you always do.
That's right, because this segment is called Kill a Rumor. What do you think about that, Henry?
So weird. And by the way, she thinks she's really good.
Actually, I don't. And it's why I make fun of myself. But anyways, what did you think?
It's cringy.
I love it. My daughter doesn't say that.
Well, so Brie, what's the rumor that you want to get killed?
Yeah.
Because you've been all big smiling about it.
I know. I've been smiling this whole podcast. So I feel like there's a rumor we have to kill because we talk about it a lot. Everyone talks about it. I feel like, Henry, every interview you're in is talked about. So I think we need to make it official in this segment. Is Nicole and Henry ever going on a date?
Well, have we ever gone on a date? I think is the rumor that you want killed because Maxim magazine in January legit had a headline that said Henry scores a date with Nikki Bella. Henry Cejudo scores a date with Nikki Bella.
Okay, well let's
Tell them the truth about this date. Did you take him to Applebee's?
Yeah,
off the cliff.
So I took him to the beach in Scottsdale, Arizona. that's where a date went.
No, tell the whole Bella Army the truth. Go ahead, Nikki.
He's so bad. You know what?
Wow, you're blushing.
Well, I mean, geez. So Henry and I did not go on a date, but I am sitting next to all his gold. And since you all think I'm gold diggers, no, I'm just kidding. That's the haters on Instagram. But no, actually, Henry and I didn't go on a date. This is
the truth, Nikki. Let's stop this.
This is actually the first time I've seen you since the flight.
Yeah, it has. It has been. So yeah, rumor. Rumor has it, Nikki's dating some Russian.
Just some Russian.
But Henry, she says there's no label. So she says,
okay, we're not.
She said Artem is not her boyfriend.
Well, then
so that's
we're
kind
not
of
gonna
like,
get into that.
Can Artem fight?
Ooh.
I mean, he's Russian. I feel like they all can
I mean,
fight.
If you're a queen, that's what they did back in those
he
days.
He could dance fight.
I challenge him to a duel.
Yeah, we're dating.
A duel?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He'd lose.
Oh my gosh.
He would.
You don't know if Artem would lose.
Henry's an Olympian. He's a champion.
I got it.
No, so hold on. I got a question for you. So you guys are not official.
So
yeah.
This is
a man asking you. This is Triple C asking you.
Oh shoot. It's complicated. I mean,
it shouldn't be complicated.
I'm not sleeping with anyone else.
If the man likes you, if the man loves you, the man's gonna want you. He's gonna be with you.
I know.
And
like
this is man advice. Someone that truly desires. If he's a real competitor, he's gonna get what he wants, and he's gonna ask you.
And guess what? He wants to be with her, but she doesn't want to fully commit.
I'm just not
ready. So you're telling me I still got a shot? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm just not ready for something serious. That's what, you know what I mean?
So I got a shot.
Oh my God.
So do you want to go on a cultural date?
Yeah, to Russia.
Ugh, boo.
I really like Artem. We just were in Napa Valley for his birthday. It was really nice. And he's a really great, I can't even look at Henry and talk. He's a really great guy.
So then
you'll
what's
meet him
the
one
issue?
Day. What do you mean, what's the issue? Damn, girl.
With
what's the issue with you not having baby number two? I don't know. There you go.
Because I'm too stressed out to have a baby number
two.
Okay, so
I'm too stressed out to be in a super serious relationship right now.
Okay, that's all you had to say. That's the answer I was waiting for.
All right. So rumor killed. Henry
but
and I.
But I could tell you one thing. Honestly, Nikki, you're not. Marriage is something that's meant for life. Like you become one. It's an equal.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel like somebody has that, then I think that's good.
Yeah.
This is the reason why I've neglected it. I've dated tons of beautiful girls, educated, master's degrees, freaking doctors. I mean, they like me for some reason, but a lot of my sacrifices has been for that.
Yeah.
And I'm still yet kind of finding that one person that I'm going to say, hey, we're going to be one. If I can't say we're going to be one, then it's not for me. Yeah. I know it's a little deep.
No,
but that's kind of how I feel.
Like how you got deep like that, because I think I feel that the same way. But see, I feel like our world right now, it's so accepting when a man says that. But like when a woman and I talk about my career and like
I am very focused on my career, and I'm not willing to sacrifice certain things right now for that. Like dating, I don't want to have to know that I have to be home because right. I'm in a serious relationship and I have to make dinner. Like if I want to go do acting class because it makes me better as a public speaker, or I have a dream to be in a movie, I want to be able to go do that, or make yeah. sure I'm like going to my personal trainer a certain amount of days.
I know what it is. And yeah. I can tell you, cause I feel like in some sense our kind of, our lives kind of parallel in some ways. What you like, what you love is freedom.
I do.
And you can, and you have to find somebody that's going to allow you to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's freedom really is what you want. It's not, right. it's at the end of the day, that's what it is. That's what it is for me. Totally. I do this financially yeah. to make money for freedom.
Right. So. And I agree with you. And I think that's why I like Artem a lot, because he is there to still support me having this freedom. Like maybe some guys, because I'm not willing to give him what they want, would have walked away by now. But he yeah, supports
but your ex
that.
Gave you a lot of freedom too.
My ex, well, I mean,
I was always like, not every man gives that much freedom. Like,
no. When you... And that's why I wish it worked out with John and I. There were just other reasons besides that. But John did give me a ton of freedom. And I feel like I've grown a lot from my past relationship. But I feel like there's still even more things that I need to grow from or get over. Like, I'm not fully over it. I can be honest about that. And I think...
Then you're not ready for a relationship,
And
Nikki.
That's where I think I stand. And the great thing is I can be very... I'm very... open with Artem about that. He lets me talk about however my heart feels that day, if it's sad, if it's happy, what my mind is thinking. He lets me be, because we were friends first, so he lets me be a very honest person, and he still is there to support me, because my past 6 years there, I still am trying to go through things. And it's just, it can be like so tough.
You're making the right decision because you're basing it on love.
Yeah.
And if it's arm or if not, it's eventually you do have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because you're putting somebody else in a certain situation where it could hurt the man.
Oh my God. Henry, am I on your podcast right now? I feel like I'm in the hot seat. You're so right though. My ass just got put in check by Henry Cejudo.
I love that.
And I
love
the part of that. Triple C. I feel like Triple C. I feel like you and Ariel, that's his name, right? Mm-hmm. That always, you guys need to start your own like love connection type yeah. of thing. You, good, he's right? always trying to play matchmaker.
I don't know. This is too
and
much,
you give guys. Amazing
guys,
love advice. I love it.
What happens when you're doing happy
hour? We have the toughest man in the world right now giving us the best love advice.
Advice. Jeez,
well, on that note, I think we have killed the rumor.
Well, our hearts are touched, but let's see how good our brains are working, because up next, it's Bella Brains.
As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my brother-in-law, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Thank you, Nicole. Always glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly, where one twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
That's right. So we're keeping track of who wins each week, and the first one to 5 wins gets a bottle of Dom paid for by the loser.
And unfortunately, the current score is 3-4, Bree in the lead. So yeah, I actually have to win this one today or you win.
Will Bree become the next Bella Brains champion? Let's find out. It's time for Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. All right, who's leaving the room first?
I feel like, you know what? I'm going to leave the room first again like last week because
good
I
luck.
Think it's going to bring me lady luck.
Now that Nicole has left and it's just the two of us. This week's edition of Bella Brains is all about food.
Food? I love food.
Yeah. And produce.
Okay.
Something that your family has a great history in.
Yes.
All right. Question number one. What's the difference between a fruit and a vegetable?
Wow. I mean, taste, duh. But I know we have to get a little more scientific.
Botanically speaking.
Okay, botanically speaking, I would say, gosh, it has to be the way it fruits or the way
something with how it seeds. Or, gosh, it's so interesting. Dang it.
It's so interesting that I haven't bothered to think about it in years.
Or ever.
Or ever.
So the difference would be, is it the way it fruits?
The difference between the way a fruit fruits and the way a vegetable fruits?
Yeah, like the way it comes from the seed.
Okay, it does have something to do with the word that you just said.
Seed? So, okay. Let's try to be as...
logical?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a fruit and a vegetable. Is a fruit... but then a watermelon's considered. Is it the way it's grown?
No, it's actually not. It has nothing about the way it's grown.
Okay. Is it about how many seeds are in it?
It has nothing to do with the quantity of seeds in it.
Is it the type of variety it is?
What do you mean?
So if it comes from the watermelon family, it's a fruit. And if it comes from the tomato family, it's a vegetable.
No.
Okay.
Is it safe to say that you don't know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable? Is that...
I'm trying to get my dom here.
Okay.
Okay, no, I don't know the answer. What is it?
Okay. So a fruit is a seed-bearing part of the plant that comes from the ovary part of the flower. So if you would have said the part of the plant that contains seeds that you can eat, I would have accepted that.
Oh my gosh. Well, whatever. I guess I just learned something new.
And you know what, then you know what a vegetable is?
What?
It's actually ill-defined. It's the rest of the plant that might be edible.
Wow.
So like for example, let's take lettuce. Lettuce itself, you don't eat the part that produces the seed, right?
Yeah.
So that's a vegetable.
Oh, like the pit of an avocado. You don't eat that.
Okay.
But you can eat a watermelon seed and you're fine. Right?
That's not exactly
anyways,
how it works. Okay.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm bummed I didn't know that because yeah. I like to garden.
Well, I don't want to give too many examples because this week's edition of Bella Brain, we're going to do something a little bit different.
Oh, no.
So that was the only real question. And now... we're going to do a thing where I'm going to ask you which of these produce items are you going to say if it's a fruit or not.
Oh, gosh.
So you have to answer if it's a fruit or not. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First one, broccoli.
Vegetable.
Grapefruit.
Fruit.
Cucumber.
Ooh. Vegetable.
Avocado.
It's actually considered a fruit.
Pumpkin.
Vegetable.
Kale.
Vegetable.
Olive.
Vegetable.
Eggplant.
Vegetable.
Blueberry.
Fruit.
Jalapeno.
Vegetable. Vegetable.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, because now I think I got one of them wrong.
But you think you got one of them wrong?
Okay, the ones with the seeds in them now, I'm like starting to like second guess myself.
Okay, you can't go back.
Ugh, whatever. How may I get wrong?
You got, so cucumber is officially a fruit.
I knew that because all the seeds I was thinking.
Pumpkin is officially a fruit. Ugh. Olive, officially a fruit.
Because there's a pit, huh?
Eggplant is officially a fruit.
That's a fruit.
Jalapeno, officially a fruit.
So pretty much all of them. I can't believe how I love to garden. I come from a produce family and I got everything wrong.
Your family will be shamed. Okay. You have shamed your entire family.
Yep, I have. Well, let me go get Nicole.
And now that I'm part of your family, you have shamed me as well. We'll bring Nikki back in a second, but first, a quick break.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, we're back with Nikki. All right, are you ready for this week's edition of Bella Brains?
I don't know, Brie, am I ready?
Nope.
This week's edition is the produce edition.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, what is the difference between a fruit and a vegetable?
The seeds.
Okay, what about the seeds?
Well, when I think about it, the seeds in a fruit are hard. And the seeds in a vegetable really aren't. Like, they're bigger.
So you think the difference is the size of the seed?
Well, the texture, like the look of it.
The look of the seed. The difference between a vegetable and a fruit is based on the look of the seed.
Oh, wait. Do fruits come from trees and vegetables come from the ground?
No.
Did you say that?
No, but cantaloupes and watermelons come
from. Oh, yeah, Dad, never mind.
But.
It is the seeds?
What?
So am I right?
You haven't said the right answer yet.
Oh, but so it's not the seeds is the difference.
I mean, there's something to do with seeds that's the difference.
How they're planted? I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so a fruit is the seed-bearing structure of the plant.
Oh.
You're looking at me with complete confusion.
Because I'm like trying to imagine a seed and then it becomes the fruit.
Seed bearing?
No, it's the seed bearing structure of the plant.
I don't know.
So for example, like that's the part of the plant, the part that you eat that has seeds in it, that's a fruit.
Ah, see, that's why I could tell the difference.
The part of the plant that doesn't have a seed in it, that we still eat, that would be considered a vegetable.
Well, you have to admit, I kind of got it right because I knew that
I said,
okay.
Okay. So now we're doing a different style for this. This is more of like a questionnaire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So now, given that, and given that you both have a history in produce, that your family is a produce family, I'm going to give you a series of produce. And you're going to tell me whether it's a fruit or a vegetable.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Broccoli.
Vegetable.
Grapefruit.
Why did you laugh?
Because you paused. Because you're talking about
fruit.
Cucumber.
Vegetable.
Avocado.
Fruit.
Pumpkin.
Vegetable.
Kale.
Vegetable.
Olive.
Fruit.
Eggplant.
Fruit.
Blueberry.
Fruit.
Jalapeno.
Vegetable. No, it's a pepper. Okay, vegetable. Because he gives us a look. It's like, what?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, for this week's edition of Bella Brains, Nicole won. So now the series is tied 4-4.
What, Brie? It looks like I'm actually the hippie produce queen now. So, ha, won this week's edition of Bella Brains, bitch.
Whatever. I'm smelling that Dom already.
Are you? Is that a fruit or a vegetable?
A fruit, because it's a grape, and there's seeds in it.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, but what if it's a seedless grape? I will leave you to ponder that question, and join us next week for another edition of Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thank you, Brian, for hosting another edition of Bella Brains. I now feel like I'll be a better gardener.
And now I officially know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. Oh my goodness. Anyways, now it's time for Bella Army Q&A. So, as always, everyone, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
That's right. This week, we're answering a tweet from at YanksFan20. She writes, I woke up early to listen to the Bella's Podcast. I love it. No. It's nice to have something fun and lighthearted. Truly my favorite podcast right now. My question is, while in the WWE, what was your absolute favorite individual match and then favorite match together?
Ooh, so for me, it would be WrestleMania. Brie, which was the one? Why did I forget? When we were going into San Jose.
WrestleMania 31.
So Paige and I had a two-segment match on Monday Night Raw for the Divas Championship. And everyone knows the go-home to WrestleMania is always one of the biggest Raws. And we just, not only did we have a really good match, but it was one of my favorites. Paige has always been one of my favorites to wrestle in the ring. We had amazing chemistry.
I loved that match, by
Didn't
the way.
You love that match?
I loved
and then we had such
match.
A good go home promo. You, myself, AJ, and Paige on the SmackDown, because you know we film it both. It was such a great match though. We told such a great story. We took our time into all the false finishes. It was my favorite.
I loved it. My favorite individual match would be when I took on Stephanie McMahon at SummerSlam. I just loved working with Stephanie, and our story, you know, happened organically. We never knew we were going to wrestle each other. It happened to be when my husband, Daniel Bryan, was going against the Authority, and Stephanie, her character, kept bullying Bryan, and everyone just really wanted to see Stephanie get slapped, and I was the perfect person to do that. Yeah. And so we just had this organic story happen, and I felt like there was just, the fans were so behind it, and to wrestle your boss, and especially an iconic woman like Stephanie McMahon, the fact I got to get in the ring, have my sister turn on me, thanks. But everything about that match was amazing.
Well, and I have to say the whole building up, like when, you know, we had those practices with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, it was just so informative. Like you can constantly learn in whatever profession you're in. And I just remember learning so much more. And I was like, wow, I'm this many years into the business and how much more I'm learning on telling stories and just different things. And then it was cool when they wanted to add me into your story. I thought was amazing. And I would say, Brie, my favorite match with us together is going back to WrestleMania 31 was, you know, one, it was the first time you and I ever got to walk down that ramp together with just us two. And I got to hold up the Divas Championship. That was amazing. And then I really just enjoyed wrestling, you know, AJ and Paige. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, Paige's family being there and the first time they saw her wrestle live in person.
Oh my gosh, remember WWE. Her mom crying so hard in the front.
It was just, for me, there were so many amazing parts to that. Plus, because I thought us girls, we had such an amazing story going in and we weren't given enough credit for. I remember even people were saying this was one of the most entertaining storylines going into that WrestleMania 31. So everything about that was like just my fave.
I agree. Sure. I really enjoyed that.
And us girls worked so well together.
Right, we did. And being able to walk with you down the WrestleMania ramp, it felt like everything we worked hard for just like came true. So I love that too. Aw, thank you, Anna, for asking us those questions. Those are really great. Well, you guys, that is it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
All right, Bella Army, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, and thanks to our special guest, Henry the Triple C Cejudo.
And don't forget to vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And please, we would love it if you could show us some love by rating the show, leaving us a review, and hitting subscribe.
Also, special thanks to my hubby, Daniel Bryan, for being a great Bella Brains host.
And teaching us the difference between fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Who knew? Anyways, until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.